Riparian buffer strips are the vegetated land along the riverbank, separating the city from the water. At one on the north side of the Maumee River around Anthony Boulevard, I met Betsy Ankowiak of Fort Wayne's Little River Wetlands Project. She says it's important for native plants to grow here.
There's compass plant and cup plant, sedges and grasses, like Indian grass.
Native species are just as they sound, native to the region or state. Their roots run a lot deeper than other vegetation.
And those roots allow the water to infiltrate down to the groundwater system, or it also helps keep bank stabilization happening along our ditches, creeks, and rivers.
Vegetation here can also help filter and naturally cleanse runoff from streets and homes before it reaches the river. But invasive species can impede that process. They can spread rapidly, taking areas where native plants once thrived. They can also completely alter delicate ecosystems, and their root systems can destabilize levees. Peeking up through the snow, we spot lots of troublesome honeysuckle plants. A recent study showed invasives like honeysuckle dominate Fort Wayne's riparian vegetation. Lastly,
trees are important for stream bank stabilization, and so by removing the trees, you therefore allow more erosion to happen.
Yankowiak says it's critical to protect biodiversity, and working to keep native species along the river is one way to make that happen. For WBOY News, I'm Virginia Elvino.